I would like three volunteers again, please. You've been so willing to come forward. I'm sure you'll come forward this time, just to open an envelope and read what it says inside, just quickly. Right, thank you. One, come up with me. That's it. One, two, and three. Now, I wonder if you would, first of all, open your one, and we'll see what job you've got. What's your job description?
My job is a transfer shopper in a sweets factory.
My job is to taste the chocolate in a sweet factory. Hold on to that one. And what have we got here? Hold on. Thank you.
My job is to scrub dirt off the floor.
Scrub the dirt off the floor. That's a job description, isn't it?
My job is to be a pop star and perform on TV.
A pop star and go on TV. My goodness. Well, three different jobs there. I wonder which one you think is the best. Which is the best job? In the chocolate? Any idea? Was you going to? I bet you were going to say chocolate as well. Yes, yes. Any other suggestions, ideas as to which might be the best job? You're all pumping for the chocolates, are you? Which one, David?
The pop star.
Oh, pop star one. The pop star one. You're all right. Nobody wants to scrub the floors with you. No, nobody seems to want to be scrubbing the floors, do they? All the jobs need to be doing, don't they? They're all important in their own way. Let me give you another envelope now. Let me collect those up. That's jolly good. Bring these out in 10 years' time, can't we? We might still want the mic, yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to give you a duster each. So you've all got the same job now, haven't you? There you are. I sure haven't got a scrubbing brush. Dust would do. Actually, you're all going to be doing the same job, but I wonder who you're working for. There's an envelope in your duster. Have a look. What's your one, Deborah? Who do you work for?
I work for the local council.
Right, local council. Who have we got here?
I am cleaning my home for my family.
I work for a king cleaning a palace.
So let's have them once again.
I work for the local council.
I am cleaning my home for my family.
I work for a king cleaning a palace.
Right. We won't get into an argument, but I wonder which one of you feels you've got the most important job. Anybody feel they've got the most important job? Who might you feel has got the most important job? I thought somebody would say that. Yes, that's one, isn't it? Well, I suppose a lot of people would say that working for a king and cleaning the palace would be important. And then the other two, working for the council, working at home. Yeah, working at home, important, isn't it? And working for the council, well, perhaps we might say, oh, I don't know. But lots of people, a lot of my friends work for the council, and they do an important job. But the thing is here, isn't it, we've all got the same job, we're all cleaners, we're all going to do some dusting. Well, perhaps not today, but we're going to do some dusting. And all the jobs are important, aren't they? Okie doke. Thank you very much. Yes, you'll be pleased that I'll get hold of these, won't you? Yeah. Right, thank you. Thank you very much. And so we're all doing the same job for different people. Sometimes who we work for can make a difference, can't it? And we're going to think just very briefly today about our job as Christians. And as Christians, does that make a difference to the work that we do? Because let's remember, all the work that we are doing for Jesus wherever we are. Now a Bible reading from Colossians chapter 3. And the reading is taken from the Youth Bible.
Slaves, obey your masters in all things. Do not obey just when they are watching you to gain their favour, but serve them honestly. Be trust you respect the Lord. In all the work you are doing, work the best you can. Work as if you were doing it for the Lord, not for people. Remember that you will receive your reward from the Lord, which he promised to his people. You are serving the Lord Christ. But remember that anyone who does one will be punished for that one, and the Lord treats everyone the same. Masters, do what is good and fair to your slaves. Remember that you have a master in heaven.
Can have a sketch, short sketch in a moment, but now wherever you work and whenever you work, whether it's paid or unpaid, whether it's in the city or at home, at the youth club or at church, I wonder if you can see it as service for God, as work for God. Perhaps the following sketch, which is based on Paul's letter to the Colossians, will help each one of us to see our work in a different way. You know, we have executives, don't we? And they often pay hundreds of pounds for what we call management consultants. Well, the Bible, in fact, has really great advice for people in work. So we're going to show you now with our own management executives. Each one of them has a problem. So listen to the management consultants as they try to solve them.
Right, I'm an executive. Dear advisor, the problem I have is I can't decide who to work for. There are so many terrific jobs around, and I really want to have the best career possible. How would you advise me to select the right job?
Dear executive, look for the job that will give you lots of power and money and will advance your own interests best.
Dear executive, whatever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of Lord Jesus.
Right, consultants, I've got a problem too. My job isn't paying me well enough, and my car isn't as big as my colleague's car, and I don't get paid as much as I'd like, and also I want extra holiday. What can I do to make things better?
Dear executive, you'll have to leave the company, find yourself a better job with more money, a bigger car, and more holidays.
Right. That's
good. Dear executive, Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
Dear advisor, I really can't stand the people I work with. They're all incompetent and they give me so much grief. But they all seem to be doing better than me. My question is, how can I get revenge on them?
Dear executive, I suggest you plot like crazy to get your revenge. Don't let them grind you down, but do everything you can to get one over on them and beat them down.
Dear executive, forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another.
Dear advisor, I really believe in power dressing, but I don't think I'm very successful at it. Please, can you give me some tips to help me make sure that I always dress to kill?
Dear executive, I can put you in touch with a management image consultant.
Oh, yes.
Who, for a significant fee, can show you exactly how you should present yourself to be your very best.
Thank you.
Dear executive, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Thank you very much to our drama group there. Let us remind ourselves what consultant number two said. And he used words from the Bible, words from Paul. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. And those verses from the Youth Bible. The Lord is kind and shows mercy. He does not become angry quickly, but is full of love. The Lord is good to everyone. He is merciful to all he has made. Remember the words in the hymn that we had earlier? Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all. Now, Peter, a disciple of Jesus, used a phrase to describe Jesus. He spoke of Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. Jesus went about doing good, and when he did that, he was serving God. He was serving his Father. And all the work that Jesus did was for the glory of his Father. And the good news is that God can use each one of us to do his work in serving others. He can use us to love others, to take his compassion to needy people, to visit the sick in hospital or at home, to help the hungry and the desolate. He can use us to befriend the addicts, the alcoholics, and those who are desperate. And he can use us to visit those in nursing homes and those who are lonely. There are so many ways that we can help God, serve God. And the Bible tells us that even in a secular world, we are serving God. The Bible tells us that as Christians, we should regard all work, paid or unpaid, as work being done for God. And knowing that makes all the difference to everything we do. We read words this morning. I cannot pray your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven unless I am truly ready to give myself to God's service here and now. And we can do that by following Jesus and doing our best at all times. So whether you're at home and have been asked to tidy your room, or to go and have a wash, or to get the washing in, or put your toys away, those little things that you're doing at home can be done and are being done for God. And if we give them responsibilities in our youth groups as junior leaders, in control of a patrol or a group of a squad, or team captains at football or netball or whatever, we're doing that job as if we're doing it for God. And whatever we do, we should be doing our best.